Hello guys, this is Amos Waterbury, and I'm happy to introduce to y'all the very first SFC podcast, SFC A Walk With God. In this episode, we are going to talk about how we should approach the new year, about making ourselves perfect. You know, oftentimes we stumble and make mistakes along the way and try to reach for goals, which is another thing that we are going to be talking about, the difference between goal and resolution. So, without any further ado, let's see what God has to say, and may He bless us. In His mighty name, amen. Hello guys, this is Amos Waterbury, music director, music minister of SFC, Soldiers for Christ Online Church. And today I'm happy to bring to you our new podcast that we have launched, and it is called SFC Walk with God. Simply in these episodes and each one of these, quick listens, or they could be a long listen. I really haven't planned to have an actual length for them. You know, just say what God's speaking to me, and you know, wants to speak to everybody, and you know, perhaps have a song on there. You know. Just an encouraging, whatever God has for that day. Anyways, today I'm concentrating on specifically bettering yourself, you know, with 2020 that just come up, and we're the second day into it, the 2nd of January. I would encourage y'all, as you're creating your New Year's resolution, or you have already created them, that you would go through them and, you know, at the very least, you know, just glance through some of them and ask yourself, is this what I want or what God wants? And, you know, you could be really picky and get to the point where, you know, well, this isn't church, blah, blah. But it's not about that. Whenever you decide to walk with God, and, you know, I'm not 100% good on this myself, and it's a struggle that each of us face from time to time. But one of the things, when you're walking with God, and when you choose to, just like you choose to be under your parents' guidance, you know, when they love you, and just a quick note on that, it does say in the Bible, honor your father and your mother, so we should always honor them, but we don't always have to follow what they say, because honestly, you know, some parents, even my own, I have experienced that they're telling me something and God's telling me something else, right? So it's that what God's telling you, if it doesn't match up with what they're saying, you can honor them, but don't feel
like you have to follow them because they're your mother and father. Because God, more often will not, won't say something that he doesn't want you to do. And it's nice when your parents are in the, you know, the will of God. They're listening, and you know, y'all can, or we can, coincide with each other and, you know, talk to each other as we should without, you know, bickering, biting, and, you know, having this extra stuff in our backpack, so to speak, on our journey. So there's two things. There's persuasion and there's diligence. Due diligence is one of my favorite phrases, but due diligence is what God really wants from us in our relationship with Him and Jesus Christ. You know, the Bible is there for us. We can use it to hone our wisdom and learn things, but it's not, you know, as people want to often say, what God just wants us to do. You know, you'll hear people say, all God wants us to do is read this book. Well, if you look at it that way, then, you know, you're not really interested in the first place, because when you follow God, and this is something also that I've learned, and you look at the Bible, you read what it says, and then God will share something else with you, whatever it might be. I love reading the Apostles of John, and you know, John 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, and then the book of John, and then the Apostle Paul, and Jesus and the 12 disciples, and you know, all the miracles that he performed, etc. There's a lot to be learned in that. In fact, one of my favorites is the one about the chaff and how, you know, you let the seed fall on rock and, you know, it produced bad fruit. Or it didn't produce the right plant because it wasn't in good soil. And that's directly to good soil is good faith. Amen. Whenever we plant the word, the soil is our heart. And whenever we plant that, we need to make sure that our heart is, you know, is ready for that seed, and then we can grow. Because if anything is in the way, then it'll inhibit growth. I don't know if you've ever, you know, been out in the garden and you're picking weeds. But you'll often be picking along, and then you come across this rock. And the hardest thing, what I absolutely hate, is you're out in the garden, and those of you know that if you have a garden, one of the most terrible weeds, or actually grass, is Bermuda. And yeah, that stuff is, and then crabgrass, you know, both of those are a war to deal with and try to pull up. And then you've got Johnson grass. So those three are like the enemies of the weeds when you're weeding a garden. But just like that Johnson grass and everything, those are weeds and they still grow. I find it interesting that, and this is what I'm getting to, is the weed can grow when there's rock, and it doesn't matter what's in it, but an actual plant has to have good soil. And, you know, isn't that a wonderful lesson, how weeds are, and spiritually, are those attitudes that pop up, you know, selfishness, you know, inwardness, like all we do is dwell on our incompatibilities and our inabilities instead of saying, God knows me, God can help me, God is the author and finisher of my faith. Amen. So instead of looking at the Bible as, you know, all God wants us to do is read his book, think of it as if you were going to be on a tour. You have a tour guide, right? But they always give you a book, right? You don't just take you on a tour. You have this book. So whenever they bring up something, you can look at it. And I think that's the best way that the Bible can be described as, is our, you know, God is the tourist guide in our tour of life. Because he planned everything out, right? We may have messed things up along the way, but he constructed and, you know, manifested everything to reflect his goodness. And, you know, whether we did something wrong, regardless of what we did along the way that wasn't in his plans, you know, he can work around that. It's not easy, you know, for us later on. And some might say, well, it's probably not easy for God either. Well, there's actually absolutely nothing that God can't do and that is hard for him or impossible. You know, there's a phrase, there's nothing impossible with God when he's on your side. But even if he's not on your side, you know, if you don't believe in God, then those that do, you know, he will care for you, he will care for them, but since they're actively and, you know, urgently seeking after him, and, you know, as long as their heart's right and they don't have any ulterior motives, you know, he's gonna bless them richer. Not because you're any lesser of a person, but, you know, just like in a relationship, and you've been, well, you're either a brother or sister, or even, you know, just a niece or nephew, and your uncle does this, you end up getting, like, the low end of the deal, or the stuff on the bottom of the totem pole. You're that painting down there. And for those of you that don't know, a totem pole is an Indian, it's basically, it looks like a statue, but it was designed to have a whole story of that particular tribe or whatever. So as you're reading, about Indian stuff, or you might hear that phrase, oh, I'm low on the totem pole, it's an expression of, you know, you're at the bottom of things. If any of y'all have seen the movie Shark Tales, Sykes, he is the boss of the well wash, and I love the lesson in that movie too, but this is also a funny part. As we said, we would have comedy in these episodes too. So, you know, I refuse to, you know, keep comedy, you know, out of, you know, Christianity, so to speak. And the only thing is like, it just needs to glorify God, right? But God wants us to laugh. He wants us to have fun and not always be, you know, somber. But you could still be fun and be somber and have fun. Oftentimes, there may be a circumstance where it's not, you know, there's not a place to really be, I'm not going to say goofy, but have comedy because you're really dwelling on something. But other than that, he wants us to laugh and sing, cry, be happy. The whole point of us as God's followers or Jesus' followers is to be a witness to his good works and his goodness. It says in, I think it's Philippians, Philippians 4:12. If we bring that up here. Well, I will notate it because I still don't have all the scriptures memorized, and I really didn't have my heart in when I was doing Bible study when my mom was teaching it. So I will look that up for y'all and, you know, put it in the highlights, in the comments. Wherever you do your podcast, it'll be everywhere where they post it. Anyways, it says in Philippians, there's a lot of reference to how we should behave. And Jesus gave words to his disciples, and, you know, even the Apostle Paul has a lot of things to say about, you know, those that do the will of the Father will have his blessing, etc., etc., line upon line, passage upon passage of scriptures that just talk about that blessing or favor whenever you invest in what God has there for us. So back what I was explaining, you've been either in a situation where you're a brother or a sister or a niece or nephew, and your dad and mom gave you something, or maybe it was your older brother, and you were, you know, you had another brother and you were the youngest, or however things were in your family. Like in my situation, I had two older brothers and three older sisters. I would have had four more older sisters. But, you know, as God often does, you know, he brought one of them home 3 days, 72 hours, yeah, after she was born. She breathed her last, and God took him in her arms, and, you know, she's there. We miss her, and she is a light, and I would love to have her alive right now, but, you know, God has purpose and a time for everything. But anyways, I was saying all that to describe, you know, where I was with my family. So I have two older brothers and three older sisters, and then younger. But what I'm about to explain can also go for younger children. And I always experienced that my father would give the most of something to either my older brother or sister, or he would even give it to my youngest, and I would get a little bit if it was allowance. It didn't matter what it was. And, you know, reflecting back on that, my dad's not perfect, and he still isn't. But I also didn't have the right attitude, you know, when I went. I knew I was going to get something out of it. You know, I worked to get that something out of it. But I wasn't working to get what God wanted me to get out of it. That's the point of, you know, resolutions and why we set New Year's resolutions up. If you believe in Jesus and aspire to, you know, Christianity. People have problems with the, you know, labels and religion, but I know Christianity is the truth, and, you know, it is God's, you know, it's the best religion. And where people often mess up is they try to figure it too much in their head and not let their heart guide. You know, there's no problem doing your head and your heart, but most people don't even get to their heart. It's all up in their head, and you know, that includes believers and non-believers. So I would encourage y'all, as you're preparing for the new year and you have your resolutions, as you know, I stated, ask yourself the question, you know, is this what I want or what God wants? Because you can spend that whole year achieving, you know, reaching toward that thing that you want, but if it's not, well, there's a scripture in the Bible that says every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights. The Father of lights does not change like shifting shadows. You know, his word is yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. So, have faith in knowing that those goals that seem unreachable, and I hate using goals. If you ever use that term, it's kind of lofty. And I find it interesting that there's that phrase, lofty goal, because I think that if it's a goal, you know, that word is so vague that, you know, it's more or less a lofty goal. Whereas resolution, that word has power behind it, right? And, you know, just like whenever we pray, we'd say Heavenly Father, that's cool and everything, but there's something about praying in the name of your Son, Jesus. I mean, that's just, words have power in whatever way. Either it's going to be negative or positive. And in Jesus' name we pray, or in the Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus, by your holy blood. There's all kinds of, you know, prayer endings. But, you know, my personal favorite is, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, and in your power, we pray. Amen. Or Selah, which is actually amen in Hebrew. So, be thinking about that. Number two, I think I've covered everything so far. Number two is when you have gone through your resolutions and you have that list. Literally, maybe you've gone through and put God, me. Take all your me's, cross those out, and literally rewrite. I mean, you don't have to do it immediately, but whenever you cross those out, rewrite it back and, you know, throw away that piece of paper that had all the my goals and everything. I think we're going to do that. So, if God wants you to do it, that is a resolution. But if it's something that you want to do, you know, it's a goal. That's a good... Because it seems that both of them are the same. You know, a goal and a resolution. But think of this. A goal is something, it's has many definitions. It can be the the thing when you're referring to sports, you know, the hockey goal, the field goal on a football field, the soccer goal, the goal. There's so many definitions. Resolution, that's one. You know, it comes from the root word resolve, which is, I don't know if you've ever considered this, but when you resolve something, that's it. There's no more. And if something comes up, then you really haven't resolved it. You know, it's not, you haven't made a resolve to resolve the situation, if that makes sense. And very simply, you haven't made the decision to change going forward, and so you have to take steps back. And I feel God wants to talk to us today on, as we're preparing for the new year, be sure that what we have planned, you know, a good example is my album, that I want to have done. You know, I have some ideas and everything, and I don't have it all sorted out, but I know it's something God wants me to do. Now, everything that I had thought, you know, the layout and everything, I'm not so sure everything is going to be like that, because I have to, you know, and I have to have God's approval on it. There's something to be said about a blessing, and God's blessing, when we have God's blessing, the building in which we're trying to build is going to be strong. I think of the way construction workers are. You have a foreman, and you don't see a bunch of construction workers doing their own thing and, you know, plastering this, and then they go over here screwing this up, etc. There's a distinct pattern, and each of them are working and obeying and doing exactly what that foreman is saying. Hey, you go over here. I want you two men here. And when you have that, a building rises and it's strong and, you know, again, but the foreman isn't just doing his own thing. He's following a plan. So I think as we go into the new year, I would encourage y'all that God has a plan, and we need to follow that plan by each step. We can't skip anything. We can't take a shortcut here and expect Him to bless it. And I just feel that's what God's speaking. It's certainly speaking to me, and, you know, I'm going to be going over things and, you know, my financial situation, job, etc. And, you know, even my relationship I have right now, you know, how can I make it better? So I thank you guys so much. Again, y'all look up Philippians 4:12. That is the scripture for this particular episode. And the name of this episode is Power and the name of the episode is God's Will versus Ours. And I guess the subtitle would be, What is His Resolution? So basically, to wrap everything up, there is a chance that whenever we reach for a goal, we do achieve it. But you can't just reach for it. And you have to be active. That's when it becomes a resolve, because you're going forward in change. And just like Jesus resolved that He was willing to die for us for our sins, He was blessed for that. And therefore, He's our Heavenly Father, and He serves, sits at the right hand of the Father. Amen. I want to pray real quick before we shut out this episode. Thank y'all so much for listening. God bless you. I want to encourage you, for any of those that have not received Jesus in their heart, and, you know, you've been holding back because you hear this, this, and that, and you're intimidated by all the theories, etc., I would just encourage you to step into the humble place and ask God and say these things. Dear Jesus, I have sinned, and I know that you are the author and finisher of my faith, and you can restore the years that the locusts have eaten. You are powerful, and you are the one that plans my future. So I take everything of mine and put it on the table. I give to you what you want me to accomplish, to resolve as a resolution for 2020 and continuing on. Dear God, I don't know how things are going to work out, but I put your trust in everything. And you know the seasons and when the sun rises and when the sun sets. Dear God, I ask you to come into my life, make me a brand new creation, wash away the old, and make me a sparkling light to be the beacon of hope for those that follow. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, guys. Hope you enjoyed listening to this episode. God bless you. We'll catch y'all next time.
Let God be glorified. You have been listening to episode 1 of SFC Walk with God. In these podcast series, we encourage you not to just listen, but to really consider what God is speaking to help you through each of your days. We're happy to bring these to you, and we're excited about the many more that will come. Meanwhile, check out some other spiritual podcasts that you want to listen to. As always, God's word is spreading, and not just our gospel is the one that's spreading. So be enlightened by someone else's podcast, whatever one that you might like. And we hope that you will listen to more episodes of FSC, A Walk with God. Thanks for listening.